Us know that Jesus is the express image of our Father in heaven, and he's the one through whom everything, by which everything, both visible and invisible, was created. And we have the privilege to serve this Jesus who sacrificed his dear life for us, even when we're yet sinners. Count it all joy whenever you have the opportunity to be in God's presence at midday during your lunch break, devoting this time unto the Lord. Today is Anointed Tuesday. And it's our prayer that as we go through time of study and prayer, as God's anointed, God's own people, whom he has called for his purpose, that will fulfill our purpose, that will walk in God's purpose for our lives, and not according to our will, but according to his will, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Today we're looking at how to walk with God. This is the sixth session, and the sub is walk by the Spirit. Please help me, walk by the Spirit.
Walk by the Spirit.
Our first point is that it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to walk with God. Many a time you find people say that I've given up on Christianity. It's difficult walking with the Lord. I mean, the rules are too many. Don't do this, don't do that. Then they start quoting the law of Moses. You know, they start quoting from Exodus that there are so many. And so, no, I can't do it. There are many people, sometimes on the various campuses, you talk to them, they say, okay, I'm going to give it a try. And then later on, say, oh, no, this is too much for me. I will just go my own way. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to walk with God. In Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19, it says, I'll give them one heart, and I'll put a new spirit within them. You can highlight that in your Bible, Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. I'll give them one heart. So you see heart there, and I'll put a new spirit within you. And I'll take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I'll give them an heart of flesh. Over here, I didn't say they'll go searching for a heart of flesh, or they will remove the stony heart and replace it with a heart of flesh. It is the Lord who does it. It is the Lord who does it. As long as you keep trying to just force and use your flesh to please the Lord or to walk with the Lord, you will always fail. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit to walk with God. And here in Ezekiel, that prophecy, you see that it is the Lord who gives the heart of flesh. You only avail, and he takes out the stony heart and replaces it with the heart of flesh. And that prophecy goes with what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You see here also in Ezekiel, say a new spirit within you, and not after the old man or the old person or the old heart, but this is a new heart given by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A new creature, a new heart, a new heart, a new spirit. There's a different spirit in charge now, who is the Holy Spirit. And that's why sometimes when we pray and saying that you give your life to Christ, and you pray that, Lord, grant me your spirit, that by your Holy Spirit, live a life that's pleasing unto you. It is by the Holy Spirit that you live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, it says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. And this is Paul speaking, that no matter where he has reached in his walk with God, it is by the grace of God, and that grace is by the Spirit of God. He wants us to know that it is not because he is so prayerful or he's so unique. You know, sometimes we talk in ways that it makes other believers wonder, that why is it that some people, they find prayer easy to do, and then they find it easy walking lives that are pleasing unto the Lord, and then some are always struggling. It takes the grace of God, and you constantly have to keep yourself in that place where you constantly acknowledge the grace of God. The moment or the day you begin to switch your mind to thinking that it's by human strength, you start failing. As a matter of fact, the very moment you conceive the thought that it is by your own strength, that it's by your own works, that you've been able to reach where you've reached, at that very moment, you have failed. You have sinned. Because God will give grace unto the humble. He said he giveth grace unto the humble. The proud he will abase, but the humble he will always lift up. And so for us to constantly experience victorious walk with God, we must keep our minds in humility, acknowledging the grace of God. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And this is a very powerful scripture. Since the day I saw this scripture, years ago, over a decade ago when I saw this scripture, or probably even over two decades, it's kept me humble. That even for you to will, before you even do, you must have the will to do it. To have the will to live a life which is pleasing unto the Lord. It is the Spirit of God that works in you to be able to do that. That's why Jesus said, do not judge. When you preach the word of God and it's judging and convicting people, that is the preaching of the word of God. But you as a person cannot judge other people based on your life, or they say that, no, you are not doing well. Why are you always wandering in sin? And why are you always falling prey to temptation? And then you are judging you. You are not good enough for the Lord. I mean, and then sometimes we condemn and we judge people. Sometimes we blame people thinking that it is their fault that they are in a certain predicament. But the truth of the matter is that, look, even to enter the kingdom of God, it is by grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are ye saved. It is a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should what? Should boast. So it is by the grace of God, and it is by the grace of God again that you get better and better in your walk with God. If you didn't fall prey and if you didn't get destroyed by certain situations that you went through, because there are other people who went through those same situations. Some of them backslided. Some of them gave up on the Lord. They said that there are people who died in sin. And yet, God, by his mercies, has kept you. Hallelujah. It is by the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And constantly we must acknowledge that grace and acknowledge the fact that if we have the will to do the work of God, if we have the will not to chase after other things, but to walk with God, it is just because of the Spirit of God, and it's because God has given us the heart of flesh to be able to do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our second point is that ask for the Holy Spirit. If it's by the grace of God, which is by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that we're able to walk with God, then ask for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 13, look at what Jesus says here. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Very often we attach the verse 11 and the verse 12 to asking for things. It is wrong. We quote that if your earthly fathers won't give you serpents instead of fish, then how much more our Father in heaven? So ask him for a car, ask him for a house, ask him for this. No. Jesus connected it to asking for the Holy Spirit by which you can live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit comes with gifts. Gifts that will empower you to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Gifts that will help you walk with God. The gifts of discernment, gifts of vision, revelational gifts like the gifts of open vision, dreams, gifts that are power gifts like healing, even the gifts of speaking in tongues. All these gifts, the Holy Spirit comes with them, and he gives unto us as he wills. And so the Lord wants to give to us his Holy Spirit. Jesus would say that when the Spirit of God comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. So even understanding the word of God, which we read, it takes the Spirit of God to do that. There are a lot of people in church who say that when I pick up my Bible, I just start feeling sleepy. Why? Because I like understanding. I read it and I just see letters. That's why I like to go and read about Abraham, because that one is like a story. The moment I open the letters of Paul, then everything just looks like, I mean, psychology class, or academic class, and everything just looks jumbled up. But today, as God releases his Spirit upon you, you will have understanding as you read the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Like Jesus, the two men he met on the way to Ephesus, and he expounded the word of God to them. May you receive understanding by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For people struggling to serve the Lord, may you receive enabling by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus has said that all we have to do is ask for the Holy Spirit and he'll grant unto us. Today, I want you to come before the Lord and then come as you are, open up your heart and then pray, asking for the Holy Spirit, and ask that anywhere you realize that you fail or you need strength, Spirit of the living God, Jesus has said this, that when I ask, our Heavenly Father will release upon me. So Spirit of the living God, move through my life. Wherever I'm weak, strengthen me. And for those yet to receive the Holy Spirit, just begin to ask the Holy Spirit, come into my life. Come into my life. Come into my life. Come into my life. Empower me to live to please you. Empower me to live to please you. Empower me, empower me, empower me. Come into my life. It is only by the Spirit of God that I can walk with God. It's only by the Spirit of God. Today we cry out to you, O Lord. Grant us your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we open up our hearts. Move through every aspect of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Empower us to live lives that are pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus, wherever we have suffered difficulties, difficulty. Wherever we have suffered difficulty, we receive your enabling power right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive your enabling power right now.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, empower me. In Jesus' name.
There are some of us listening to God's word today. We have been wrongly indoctrinated. The Holy Spirit is God given freely to us for our benefit to walk with the Lord successfully. But we may have been indoctrinated wrongly to disregard the Holy Spirit, to see him as an it and not a person. To see him as not part of the Godhead, as not being God. Some have been indoctrinated wrongly that the Holy Spirit is an angel. I pray for you today, and I pray that open up your heart as I say this prayer. Lord, you said you give us a heart of flesh. For every hardened heart and every stony heart, only you can replace. Replace now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every stronghold in any mind listening to this sermon right now, this message right now, any stronghold in anyone's mind, Lord,
Jesus,
by your power, touch them now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus breathed upon the disciples the Holy Spirit. Their lives were never the same. In the same way, we pray, Holy Spirit, move upon every listener right now.
Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right now, in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes those of us who, when we sing, we don't even sense the presence of God. It just feels like there's nothing. Like there's nothing. We don't sense anything. Lord, you are the one who can give hearts of flesh.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we pray that you move into every heart right now.
Amen.
Let us see you. Let us experience you.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
Let us see you.
Yes.
Let us experience you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Divine encounters by
yes,
the Holy Spirit.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Divine encounters by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
You are the one who could reveal yourself to Saul, who was persecuting the church. In the same way, we pray that, Lord, reveal yourself unto your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To stony hearts, Lord, reveal yourself unto them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We give you all the glory and we bless your name. In Jesus' name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Homecoming, yeah, oh, run a bear, oh, mama, homecoming, yeah, oh.
Giving your life to Christ meaningfully today, you have the opportunity to do so. Let it not pass you by. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me. Even though I'm a sinner, and yet you held not back your love from me. Today, I offer my life a living sacrifice. Come into my heart. Be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. Grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your Spirit I can live a life that is pleasing unto you, and to be an example unto others. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 0226-000-9090. God richly bless you. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. See you on Thursday at 12 p.m. Have a wonderful day.